Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
It's good to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天跟你一起来崇敬拜。
If you are following along, if you'd like to follow along in your own Bibles, the passage that we'll be looking at this morning is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. If you could turn there now, it will be up on the screen, of course.
今天的经文是在哥林多前书第一章一到九节。如果你带了圣经来的话，请你翻到哥林多前书一章一到九节。
But I am excited to go through today's passage because again, just as we sung and just as Pastor Sui prayed, you know, every time we open up God's word, it's an opportunity for God to speak to us.
很高兴在你们中间来证道，因为每一次当我们在一起敬拜，不论是诗歌，不论是祷告，或者是信息，都是神要来向我们说话。
I want to share with you, start out this morning by sharing with you kind of an interesting experiment that the Washington Post ran a number of years ago.
在今天信息之前呢，我要先跟你们分享一下，就是在几年以前，华盛顿的邮报呢做了一个非常有趣的一个实验。
It was an experiment in music appreciation and also an experiment in context.
这个实验呢，主要的目的是要发现，这个人们对于音乐的一个鉴赏呢，和他所置身的环境有什么样的关系。
The Washington Post, this newspaper in the D.C. area, asked a gentleman named Joshua Bell to play his violin in the Washington, D.C. Metro.
华盛顿邮报呢就邀请了这位提琴家叫做 Joshua Bell 到这个华盛顿的地铁呢来演奏小提琴。
Joshua agreed, and so he simply wearing a Nationals baseball cap, a pair of jeans, and just a plain white T-shirt, he took his violin and hopped on the metro and went into the city.
那么这位小提琴家呢，就穿上了牛仔裤，然后一件短袖的那个运动衫，戴了一个帽子呢，就到了华盛顿的地铁。
And when he got there, he got off at his stop. He stood up against the wall, opened his case and pulled out his violin, and pulled a few dollars out of his pocket and some change and put it into the violin.
当他到了地铁呢
？Into the violin case, excuse me.
到达了地铁呢，他就找了一个墙边，然后把他的那个小提琴的盒子打开来，在里头丢了几块钱，还有一些零钱。
And he began to play.
他就开始演奏。
And he played for about 43 minutes. He played Schubert and Mozart.
他演奏了差不多40几分钟，是莫扎特和舒伯特的音乐。
And as he played, over 1,000 people got off at his stop and passed him by, most of them paying very little attention to his music.
在这四十几分钟内呢，大概有1000多个人从他的身边走过。那么这些人呢，有些人停下来一下，有些人就这样走过了。
However, if any of them would have taken a few moments to stop.And to listen to him, and maybe take a closer look at who was playing, they may have recognized Joshua Bell for the world-class violinist that he was.
如果这些人呢能够稍微停留一下，然后仔细的看一看的话，他们会发现这位在演奏的是这位享誉国际的小提琴家。
And they may have also noticed that the violin he was playing was a rare Stradivarius, valued at over $3 million.
他们如果再注意一点的话呢，他们可能会发现他在拉的这个小提琴呢，事实上是价值$300万的一个提琴。
In fact, just 3 days earlier, Joshua had sold out the Boston Symphony Hall with ordinary seats going for $100 each.
其实正好在三天前呢，这位小提琴家呢就在波士顿的交响乐厅曾经办了一场音乐会，那么那里的坐席呢，大概每一个的票价是$100左右。
In the subway for the 43 minutes that he played, Joshua earned about $32 from the 27 people that stopped to pay attention.
但是当他在华盛顿地铁演奏了43分钟的时间里头呢，他一共只收到了$32，有27个经过的人呢给他的。
You see, even though that Joshua Bell was a world-class violinist.And he played with a $3 million Stradivari. People simply took him as someone just a musician trying to make it in the subway.
即使这位音乐家呢是一位国际级世界级的音乐家，而且他所拉的小提琴呢是价值这么高的一个提琴，但是当他在演奏的时候呢，这些人也就是这样走过了。
Although he being at the level he was in plain sight, people didn't stop long enough to really take a closer look and pay attention.
就在这样一个日常生活的环境中，人们就没有仔细的来注意到这个在他们面前的是什么样的一个人。
And oftentimes that's what we do with God's word.
我想有的时候我们对于神的话也是这样。
Particularly sometimes, you know, at the beginning of a letter, particularly like the one that we are looking at today, you know, we look at the beginning of the letter and it kind of talks about thanksgivings.
尤其是当圣经的书卷是一本是一篇书信，那在开始的时候，我们觉得只是一个问安，只是一个普通的一个开场白。
And what we tend to do with the beginning of letters is we tend to just brush them off as maybe these are just greetings that Paul is writing to the Corinthians church or maybe a formality or maybe, you know, just let's move on to the substance of the letter.
我们常常就是不经意的把这些开场白一下子带过去，然后想要去找到那个书信真正重要的一些内涵。
But the words that God inspired Paul to write to the Corinthians in these opening lines of this letter are neither etiquette nor are theyA formal, ancient formal formality in letter writing.
但是在这里，圣灵所默示保罗写下来的这一段开场白呢，并不是只是一些简单的一些仪式，或者是只是一个形式而已。
And as God enables us this morning, as His Spirit enables us this morning, we will see that Paul's opening words to the Church of Corinth, there's clear purpose behind these words.
今天希望神帮助我们在这一段经文里头看到神自己的目的。
As we take a closer look at this passage this morning, we'll see that there is not just a thanksgiving, but it is what is being offered this morning is a new perspective.
希望我们在这里头看到的不是只是一些简单的感谢或者是问安，而是看到神给我们所需要看到的一些透视。
It is a new perspective of a way to view people.
是能够帮助我们能够用一个新的方式来看我们周围的人。
It's a biblical way for you to see the people close to you and also the brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, our church family.
愿意神帮助我们，让我们能够用一个新的态度来跟我们周围的人相处，不论是我们家人或者是我们周遭的人或者弟兄姐妹们。
And I tell you that if you allow God to speak to you as we sung this morningthat it will make a difference in how you relate to your spouse, to your family, to your co-workers, to those in your fellowship groups.
就像我们今天诗歌所唱的，如果我们愿意让圣灵来改变我们，来带领我们的话，我们可以经由这样的一段经文，让神在我们身上工作，带来改变。
So let's take a look at this passage this morning in 1 Corinthians 1:1-9.
让我们先来读经文，第一章一到九节。
The word of God. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy together with all those everywhere who call in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.I always thank God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless.On the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, God, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful.
奉神旨意，蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提尼，写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。 愿恩惠平安从我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在我里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督所做的见证在你们心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现，他必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
For those of you who've maybe read through this passage or studied Corinthians before, you know that the church of Corinth was not an easy church for Paul to minister to.
我想当我们读到这段经文，或者以前你们查考哥林多前书的时候，你们知道哥林多教会并不是一个很容易的教会。
I imagine that as Paul wrote this letter and he thought of the church in Corinth, he probably felt or was tempted to feel a great amount of discouragement.
我相信当保罗在写这封书信的时候，他的心里其实是有一些沮丧的。
Because when he thought about the way that this church was walking out their faith, living out their faith, or maybe the lack of living out their faith, he must have been somewhat discouraged or disappointed, perhaps.
我想当他想到在哥林多教会这些弟兄姐妹中，他们所活出来的信仰，或者我们应该说他们所没有活出来的信仰，是让保罗可以觉得有些心痛的。
Let me give you just a little bit of background of this church. The church of Corinth did not want to be distinctive from their culture. In fact, it was actually the opposite. They wanted to be applauded. They wanted to be like their culture. They wanted to be applauded by the culture around them.
让我先给你们一些这个教会的一些背景。哥林多教会呢，他们并不想与他们周遭世俗文化有什么不同。事实上，他们希望从他们的周遭的世俗文化中得到一些认同，得到一些赞赏和掌声。
They very much fit in to the culture that surrounded them in their day, and they were particularly taking up of finding approval of those who were wealthy or those who were they considered, at least in a worldly sense, very wise or shrewd.
尤其是他们特别希望在那些富有的人或者那些自以为聪明智慧的人的中间得到赞同和认同。
As you walk through this book, you can kind of see right away that there was problems within this church.
当我们读哥林多前书的时候，我们发现这个教会有许多的问题。
There was division in this church. In fact, there was people following different leaders. There was kind of four groups that had formed, and they were arguing amongst each other.
在哥林多教会呢，他们结党纷争，以后分成了四个派别，然后互相的争执。
In chapter 5, you turn to chapter 5, you see that there is sexual immorality. You just have to glance at it. And Paul says, in fact, that there was such sexual immorality that even those outside of the church was uncomfortable with some of the acts that was happening within the church.
那么在第五章里头，我们发现这个教会的弟兄姐妹中间呢有淫乱，这些淫乱的举动呢，在我想在世俗在一般的外面的文化里头都不能接受的。
In chapter 6, Paul expresses his disappointment. There are lawsuits happening among the believers. The believers are suing one another.
在第六章里头讲到教会的弟兄姐妹中间呢有法律诉讼的事件，弟兄姐妹们呢互相去诬告。
And in chapter 11 we learn that the church in many ways is disrespecting the Lord's Supper. There are people, even getting drunk as they eat together.
在第十一章里头呢，我们知道这些教会弟兄姐妹们呢并不尊重主的圣餐，他们在领圣餐之前呢甚至于喝醉。
And in chapters 12 through 14, we find that there are misuses and abuses of the spiritual gifts.
那么在十二章到十四章呢，我们发现有属灵恩赐的误用和滥用。
And so it's even summarized best how Paul felt about this church in chapter 11, in verse 17, he talks about this. He says outright to them, "I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good."
所以在第十一章十七节呢，保罗就做了这样一个结论，说我现今吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是招损。
In other words, he says, hey, you know what, when all of you gather together, there seems to be more damage done than the building up of the body.
好像保罗是在说，当这些人聚在一起的时候，带来的损害远比他们带来的建造来得多。
This church was in just dire, dire need of correction.
这个教会需要极多极多的更正。
They had so many issues that needed to be addressed.
这里有这么多的问题需要来处理和解决。
And yet, what is odd is that if we look at these first nine verses, Paul opens this letter in such a strange or maybe unique way.
但是奇怪和特别的是，当保罗在这封信的一开始的时候，他并没有责备教会。
As many problems as this church has, he begins in verse 4, he says this, he says,I always thank God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus.
事实上，他在一章第四节说到：“我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠。”
And you think, hey, they've got all these different issues going on, but yet he goes, the first thing he says to them is, I thank God for you. I thank God for you because of the grace given you in Christ Jesus.
虽然这个教会有这么多的问题，但是保罗在一开始的时候说到他为他们感谢神，因为神在他们中间有许多的恩惠。
Again, it makes you wonder if Paul is being sincere, or again, if he's just being a formal, if he's just having some sort of greetings, he just needs to say some words to these folks to start out his letter.
也许你会觉得这不过是保罗一个开场白必须要有的一个形式而已。
Again, you would think if there wasThis many issues to be dealt with in a church that he may start right away out with just going straight to the issues.
或者你也许认为保罗对于这样一个充满问题的教会应该马上就开始责备和指责。
Yet I believe if you look at the passage, Paul starts with complete sincerity.
但是如果你仔细读经文的话，我想你会发现保罗是带着诚挚的心来对哥林多教会说话。
Of thanking God for the evidence of grace that he sees in this church.
而且为了神在他们中间所施行的恩惠来向神感恩。
And so, I mean, at least I, when I look at this passage, I wonder, you know, how can a church, or maybe if you think of, maybe if you think of yourself, how can you with complete sincerity with someone who's causing you so much heartache,Be sincere with thankfulness.
我想你一定也会跟我一样有这样的一个问题，就是当我们面对这样的人、这样的一个教会的时候，我们怎么可能很诚挚的来感恩
？And I want to submit to you that it is the same way that you can be thankful for those believers, those maybe possibly members of your family, possibly a co-laborer in Christ.Or another brother and sister in the family, that you can be truly thankful for them, even if they are causing you heartache.
而今天我要给你的挑战就是，我们是不是也能够用保罗这样的态度来面对我们周围的人，面对我们的弟兄姐妹，面对我们的亲人，我们的配偶或子女。
The key to what Paul is writing, the key to what he is saying.Is that he has a right perspective.
我想真正的关键是保罗有一个属天的一个透视的能力和这个属天的一个展望。
Paul's attitude of thankfulness. I'm thinking this is an amazing. This is a different attitude of thankfulness towards this church. Was directed by, was caused by this right perspective.
保罗之所以能够感恩，之所以能够有这样一个态度，是因为他有一个正确的一个透视和展望。
And what it was, I would call it was a divine perspective.
这是一个属天的展望，属天的透视。
A divine viewpoint or perspective allowed Paul to have an affection for this church.
是这样一个从神的眼光而来的眼光和透视。让他能够对这些弟兄姐妹们仍然有爱心。
And I believe helped him to sustain his relationship with this church as he ministered to them.
而且也是这样一个眼光，帮助他能够继续的服侍这个教会。
And a divine perspective as you look at the people in your life can do the same for you.
这样一个属天的眼光，也是我们今天需要有的，能够让我们来面对我们周围的人。
There are probably some people as you think around you that God has brought into your circles that you wonder if they will ever grow, if they will ever mature, if these areas in their life that are lacking will ever mature in them.
也许你周围也有一些人，你会常常怀疑说，这些人是不是到底会成长，到底会不会有一天成熟，或者他们这些缺点或者是错失的地方会不会能够被改正。
And as you interact with them, they challenge you weekly, or maybe they challenge you daily because you see these areas that, you know, that need growth and need maturity.
也许你每次看到他们的时候，总觉得有一个挑战，因为他们总是有那么多的缺点，让你觉得他们需要被改正。
But a reframing, a looking at them in a different way through a divine perspective, it can change how you see people.
但是今天，如果我们有一个属天的眼光来看这些的话，
it can change how you see circumstances.
我们可以用不同的态度来看我们周围的人，来看周围发生的一切事情。
Perspective changes everything.
是这样一个透视，这样一个展望，可以带来一切的不同。
It can make a difference.
可以带来不同。
Imagine for a moment, if you just step back and just put yourself in these shoes of receiving an email as a parent. From your daughter who's been away at college.
下面有一个假设，假如有一个父母亲接到了女儿在念大学的女儿寄来的一封信。
And some of you can maybe relate to this more than others.
也许在座的有一些人可以比较容易跟这样一个例子呢能够认同。
Dear mom and dad.
亲爱的父母亲。
Since I've been back at college, it's been a while since I've called or emailed you, and I'm really sorry about that.
我回到学校这段时间呢，有很久没有跟你们联络了，我很抱歉。
I did want to bring you up to date about what's been going on in my life.
我是想要跟你们来这个报告一下最近发生的事情。
But before I do that, I hope that you are sitting down.
不过在我说这些事情之前呢，请你们先坐下来。
I imagine that you're sitting down now, but if not,Please sit down.
我想你们可能现在是已经坐着的，但是如果不是的话，请你们先坐下来。
I'm doing pretty well now that the skull fracture and concussion that I got has healed.
现在我的头骨的这个骨折和我的脑震荡已经恢复很多，复原了很多。
Since I had to jump out of the dormitory window of my dorm.
这些伤呢，是因为我从我的这个宿舍的窗口跳出去。
You see, my dorm caught on fire shortly after I returned back to school.
这个宿舍我跳出去的原因呢，是因为宿舍着火了，所以我就从窗口跳出去。
My concussion is pretty much healed. I only get those sick headaches only a couple times a day now.
我的脑震荡呢已经好的差不多了，但是每天呢还会偶尔有一些头痛。
Fortunately, the fire.In my dormitory, and my jump was witnessed by a local gas station attendant as he was walking by.
还好的是呢，就是当我跳出去的时候呢，附近加油站有一个服务员看到了。
He ran over to me and took me to the hospital and continued to visit me there.
他就跑过来把我送进了医院，然后呢，常常来看望我。
When I got out of the hospital, I had no place to live because of the burned-out condition of my room.
因为我的宿舍失火，所以那个住不能够再住人了，我就出院以后就搬到这个服务员的家里去了。
So he was kind enough to share with me his basement bedroom apartment with me.
他就让我住在他公寓的这个地下室。
It's sort of small, but it's cute and it'll do.
这地下室很小，不过呢还蛮可爱的。
He is a very kind guy, and we have fallen deeply in love.
他是一个很亲切的人，我们很快的就坠入情网。
We are planning on getting married, though we haven't set a date yet.
我们决定要结婚，但是还没有决定日子。
But it will be before my pregnancy begins to show.
不过会是在我那个怀孕开始看得出来之前呢，我们会结婚的。
Yes, mom and dad, I am pregnant.
是的，父母亲，我怀孕了。
I know how much you were looking forward to becoming grandparents.
我知道你是多么期待想要做祖父母。
And I know that you will welcome the baby and give the baby the same love and tender care that you gave me as a child.
我也知道你们会给这个孩子爱，就像当初我在年幼时候你们所给我的爱和照顾。
I imagine this all must be quite a shock for you.
我相信这些对你们来说是很震惊的。
But I know that you will also welcome my boyfriend into our family.
但是我相信你们会接纳我的男朋友。
He is kind, and though he's not well educated, he is ambitious.
他虽然没有受过很多教育，但是他是很有雄心壮志的。
And although he is of a different race and religion than us, I know that you've often expressed care for people, and you can overcome that.
虽然呢，他是来自不同的种族，来自不同的宗教，但是我知道你们一向对人都充满了爱心，所以你们一定可以克服这个困难的。
In conclusion, now that I have brought you up to date, I want to tell you something.
现在呢，我要结论，我就是告诉你说，我目前的状况。
There was no dormitory fire.
事实上呢，我的宿舍没有失火。
I did not have a concussion or a skull fracture.
我也没有骨折，也没有脑震荡。
I was not in the hospital.
我也不在医院里。
I am not pregnant and I am not dating anyone.
我没有怀孕，也没有交男朋友。
However.
但是。
I have failed history and science.
但是我的历史和科学这两个科目呢，的确是被当掉了。
I have failed history and science, and I just wanted to have you see this in a proper perspective.
我的这两个科目呢，当掉了。那我希望呢，你们能用一个比较正确的眼光来看待这件事情。
You see, I know this was a little bit, maybe over-exaggerated, of course, a little bit, but she wanted them to see things in a different perspective.
我知道这个例子是有一点戏剧化，但是我想她是这个女儿呢，是希望父母亲呢能够用一个比较合适、比较正确的眼光来看事情。
And maybe you can imagine as a parent going,
也许作为一个父母，你可能会好不容易叹一口气。
She just failed history and science. That's all.
哦，她不过只是两科当掉了而已啦。
You see, Paul had a correct, a different perspective, a divine perspective, which helped him. When you move it in a different perspective, you are able to see, he was able to see the Corinthians in a right way.
保罗就是有这样一个属天的一个透视和展望，所以他能够看待哥林多教会是用一个正确的眼光。
And his perspective, Paul's perspective was correct because of three, he understood three things.
他之所以能够有这样一个正确的眼光呢，是因为下面三件事情。
Three things which are brought out in the text, which if you apply, you will be able to see people in a different way.
这三件事情呢，都在经文里头。如果我们愿意来应用这段经文的话，我们也可以把它放在我们周围的人身上。
First was Paul's understanding of the call of God.
第一件事情是神。保罗清楚地知道神的呼召。
It talks about Paul's calling in verse 1, that he was called as an apostle. But it talks about the Corinthians' call in verses 2 and verse 9.
在第一节讲到是保罗自己被神呼召，但是第二节、第三节呢，就讲到哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们是被神所召的。
In verse 2, Paul says to the church of Corinth,To those sanctified in Christ Jesus and those called to be holy.
他强调这些弟兄姐妹们是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
And then he says it again in verse 9, God who has called you into fellowship with his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord.
第九节他又再一次强调说，这些弟兄姐妹们是被神所召，要与主耶稣基督一同得分。
And I know that when you think of calling, maybe you've heard of this term calling. Maybe you tend to think of a pastor who's being called or missionaries who are being called out.
也许你听过呼召这样一个词。那么这个词呢，通常你听到的可能是想到是牧师被呼召，或者是一个宣教士被呼召。
But the calling that is being used here in 1 Corinthians is a little bit more basic than that.
但这里所讲到的呼召是一个更基本的。
The idea of this calling is that God is the one who has initiated with the church.
这里的呼召是讲到神首先的主动的在这个教会在这些人身上动工。
It was God who first revealed himself to the church.
神向教会启示他自己。
And it is God who initiates and begins a relationship with us.
神首先开始了跟人建立关系。
You know, even before we are looking for God, if you think back in your own personal relationship, even before you were looking to see Him, God was already actively drawing you, calling you towards Himself.
早在我们在寻求神之前，神已经准备了我们，神已经开始工作。
It's God's activity who began the work to call us to Himself, and that is what Paul is recognizing here.
是神主动积极的来寻找我们，来开始他的工作。
A few years ago, my mom and dad invited me into my dad's high school Sunday school class. He was teaching a Sunday school class for high schoolers.
几年前，我的父亲在一个高中生中间教主日学。
And
有一次，我的父母亲就邀请我到他们中间做见证。
And they invited me, and my dad was leading it. He invited me, and he said,Son, I'd like you, would you be willing to come in and share your faith journey?
我的父亲就邀请我到他们中间跟他们分享我的属灵的旅程。
Or at least for us many times we call it a testimony.
或者就是见证。
And it was, I think it was the first time that my parents have ever heard me share my story of how I came to know the Lord from kind of beginning until where I was at the time.
我想那是第一次我的父母亲听到我做这样我 得救信主的见证。
And as I, Sarah and I were in the class and we were sitting down and my dad said, okay, go ahead, Brady, you can share your story. I began sharing my story with it was a period of heavy depression in my life, in high school.
当我回顾我的信主的过程呢，我想一开始是在我高三的那一年，我得到了严重的忧郁症。
I shared with the class how I'd experienced during my junior year this period of heavy depression, and I went on to share how I'd heard the gospel message. After this time of depression, I went on to hear the gospel message my freshman year, and then I eventually became to know into a personal relationship with Christ my junior year in college.
所以我高中第三年时候得到忧郁症，然后之后一年呢，听到了福音。听到了有关神的事情，然后一直到我进了大学之后呢，才清楚地认识福音。
And I shared with them, and all the class was listening pretty intently. My mom and dad were listening intently, and I saw the expression on my mom's face as I told this story.
当我在做见证的时候，我知道每一个人都很注意、专心地在听。那么我也看到我母亲的表情。
And afterwards, we got into the car, and we were on the way home, and my mom turned to me.
在我见证之后，我们在坐车回家的途上，我的母亲就跟我说。
And she said, Brady, she said, you know, we knew that you were going through this depression. And she said, I'm just so sorry that we didn't know what to do.
我的母亲就很就跟我说，他说我在你的忧郁症的时候呢，我们知道你有这个问题，但是我们就是不知道能够做些什么来帮助你。
I think as my mom heard me share, at least the beginning part of my story, this depression, she felt a level of guilt.
我想当我母亲在听到我的见证的时候，她心里多少是有一些歉意或者是一些压力。
She felt guilty. She felt maybe burdened that I went through this depression.
他对于我要经过这样一个过程呢，觉得心里头有一些歉意，有一些压力。
But I said to my mom, I said, Mom, it was God. I mean, I had to go through this. It was God that allowed me to go through this.
但是我告诉我的母亲说，神允许这些事情发生。
God allowed me to experience.This the sadness that I felt, this this depression, so that I could begin to feel a need.
神让我在忧郁症这段期间中发现我有需要，我真的需要神。
And I said I believe that it was God who was already at work in me even then, to begin to point my eyes towards something. I didn't know what at the time, but I was beginning to look for something.
我相信神在那个时候已经在我身上动工，他是 要我把眼睛转向他，能够虽然那个时候我还不认识他，但起码他已经把我带到另外一个观点去，想要去寻求他。
And I assured my mom, I'm like, Mom, as I look back, I'm almost grateful that God allowed me to experience that.
我跟我的母亲说，我甚至于为这个事情现在能够感恩，因为我知道神是用这样一个机会让我来回到他的 身上。
Because that was the beginning of me to look for God, to search for something. I didn't know what.
我想那是我寻求神的一个开始。
A year later, after my junior year, God sovereignly brought in a coworker. I was working at a department store at the time, and God brought in a coworker who was a believer.
后来在我高中第四年的时候呢，就在我打工的地方有一个同事。
You know, and she never shared the gospel with me outright, but I could tell that, I mean, she talked about the Lord an awful lot.
虽然她并没有直接的跟我分享福音，但是她跟我常常谈到神的事情。
And that was my senior year. The following year, my freshman year in college was one of the staff workers from the Ministry of Camps Crusade for Christ shared the gospel with me outright. First time I'd ever heard Jesus talked about in this way.
然后在我大一那一年呢，就有学员传道会同工来向我传福音，那是我第一次听到主耶稣基督为我准备的救恩。
And you know, I often tell people, when I share my testimony, I say, well, I became a Christian my junior year. It was after 2 years after I heard the gospels. I became a Christian my junior year in college.
我通常做见证的时候都会告诉你们说，我是在大三的那一年真正决志信主的。
But I think God was actually working. He was active in my life long before I even recognized that he was working in my life.
但是神是早在我还不认识他，我还不知道他在作为的时候，就已经开始了他在我身上的善工。
And it was actually just my junior year that I recognized that he was calling me.
我相信是在我高三的时候，他已经拣选呼召我。
And so just as now I recognize that God had a call on my life, so Paul understood that God had called the Corinthians.
正如我的经历一样，保罗在这里，他是清楚地知道这些圣徒是被神所呼召的。
He was fully aware of all the issues that was happening, as we just talked about.
他虽然知道这个教会里头的问题。
He was fully aware of all the correction that they needed.
他也很清楚他应该给他们一些什么样的纠正。
Basically, from the second half of chapter 1 all the way through, chapter 15 is about him addressing these issues.
事实上从一章的后半一直到十五章都在讲到怎么样处理和怎么样更正这些哥林多教会的问题。
It is Paul correcting the Corinthians for the things that they are deficient in, but he begins with being thankful.
在后面的这些经文里头，保罗是在告诉他们他们应该做些什么样的改正，但是在一开始的时候，他是为这些信徒，为这些圣徒们感谢神。
He begins with a reminder that God has started this with them.
他一开始的时候就提醒这些圣徒们，神已经在他们身上工作。
What happened was that he was more, became more aware of God's prior activity. God is already working in them and calling this church. He was more aware of that.Than he was of their present deficiencies.
保罗所着眼的更多的是在神怎么样已经在这些人身上工作，和神将要在这些人身上工作，而不是在这些人目前所有的问题上。
And so it is the same way as you, if you think about your wife or your husband, and it is probably very easy for you as you've been with your wife and husband for some time, as it was for Paul with the Corinthians to pick out his or her shortcomings.
我想今天作为丈夫或妻子的我们很容易在我们结婚多年的配偶身上找到他们的缺失，他们的不足。
You know those areas, particularly, you know, when couples are young, they're first married, or maybe even dating, that you worked on changing yourself. You hope that they would change this area of their life.
我想在你们刚刚交往或者是刚刚结婚的那几年，你们甚至于可能努力的想要改变对方。
But now you've progressed along in your marriage far enough where you've given up on trying to change them.
那么结婚多年以后，你可能是已经放弃了。
Or you've just accepted them how they are, or maybe you've even gone as far as like I give up.
或者是你就是只好接受这样的现况，或者是完全放弃了。
Or perhaps it's your son or your daughter as you look at them. And you know you love them, but there are just so many areas or one particular area that just is like, oh, why don't they change? Why don't they mature in this area?
当你看到你的子女的时候，可能你虽然你是爱他们的，但是你总是会看到有那么多的地方，或者是某一个特别的地方，他们是你多么希望他们赶快长大，赶快成熟。
But I want you to understand, I want you to realize or ask yourself, which are you more aware of?
但是我要你们知道的是，哪一个是你们真正该看重的呢？
Are you more aware of that God has already started something in their lives? That His Spirit lives in them and He is working, He is initiated with them? Or are you more aware of, do you focus more on the deficiencies?
你是要着眼在神已经在他们身上开始的工作，神目前仍然积极在他们身上的工作呢？还是你要着眼在他们目前的不足，他们的缺点呢？
Because if you choose, if you say, I will be more aware of God's activity, His initiation with them, it will give you affection for them, it will give you patience for them, and it will give you perseverance for the process that they are in.
如果你们是更多看见神在他们身上已经开始的工作的话，你们会对他有更多的爱，更多的耐心，还在这段成熟的过程中更多的忍耐。
Because sanctification, this process of God's Spirit making us more like Himself, is a process.
因为成圣，这个圣灵在我们的身上工作，帮助我们越来越像主耶稣基督这个工作呢，是一个过程。Paul
had the right perspective because of his understanding that this church had a call.
保罗之所以能够有这样一个属天的眼光，是因为他知道这些圣徒是蒙神所召。But
what also helped him to have a healthy perspective and a right perspective was his recognition of God's divine grace.
那么他另外一个原因能够有这样属天眼光的呢，是因为他看到神在他们中间所施行的恩惠。His
recognition of God's divine grace, and you can see this in verses 4 through 7.
我们可以在第四节到第七节看到神所在他们中间的恩惠。He
says, I always thank God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus.
我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠。He
tells them that you have been enriched in every way.
他说到他们凡事富足。He
tells them you don't lack any spiritual gift in verse 7.
你们在恩赐上没有所缺。And
in fact, Paul has such a heart to give God thanks that he gives thanks for the very spiritual gifts that they are misusing and abusing. He's like, but I thank God that He has given you these gifts.
神甚保罗甚至于是这样的感恩，虽然这些弟兄姐妹们误用滥用属灵的恩赐，但他却为神赐给他们的恩赐来感恩。And
see, for what it is for us to be able to see God's grace working in people's life, it requires humility.
我想今天要我们能够看见神的恩惠，我们需要谦卑下来。Because
right, in part, identifying how God is working in other people means that you yourself understand how God has been working in you and how God's grace has been supplied to you.
你要知道神在别人身上所行的恩惠，我想你要先自己尝过主恩的滋味。
God has been patient with you. God has supplied you with your needs. God is working in you. And so if you recognize that, it causes you, it's got to cause you to go, wow, he's been so long-suffering with me. He's been so patient with me. He's working in me slowly. So how can I not see that in somebody else?
如果我们承认我们自己是在神的恩惠中，神对我们是长久的忍耐，是不轻易的发怒，神对我们是蛮有恩慈、蛮有饶恕的话，我们今天也能够这样来看旁边的人。Those
with an attitude of maybe more of a self-righteous attitude seem less likely to see how God is at work in someone's life.
但是如果今天我们自以为意， 我们就没有办法看见神在别人身上的恩惠。
And more likely to see the areas of need in their life.
我们就只会看到别人身上所缺所欠的。
Those areas of adjustment.
他们需要调整，需要改变的。
There was a young brother that I ministered to a number of years ago.
几年前我曾经教会里有那么一位弟兄。
And this guy, he was a really fun guy. I enjoy him now. I enjoyed him then.
他是一个非常机智、反应很快的一个弟兄。
But he had a very sharp tongue.
但是他有一个非常锐利的一个口舌。
He was a pretty witty guy, and he was quick with words.
他很机智，能够很快的反应。
And sometimes the words that he used were used to cut people down instead of build people up.
但是他常常用的话语呢，不是能够建造别人，而是会损伤别人。
And there was a number of times where his comments, you know, ended up, I mean, because his mouth was so fast. I think his mouth was quicker than his brain. And so sometimes his talk ended up aimed at me.
我想他常常讲话的速度比他的头脑的速度还要来得快，所以他的话语呢常常会伤害人。那么有几次呢，这些话语是针对我来的。
And to be honest, it hurt sometimes. It stung.
坦白的说，那是很伤人的。
And I actually remember going through this passage, thinking of him.
我记得就在那段时间，我读这段经文。
And thinking like, Lord.Show me, like I want to see where your divine grace is working, because I know you're working in him.
我就向神祷告说，主，我知道你在这个弟兄的身上工作，主帮助我看见你在他身上的工作。
And so definitely in our relationship, we had our ups and downs, and there were still times when he would, you know, kind of say a comment that hurt me.
当然，在我们这段交往的过，我们这段的过程中间呢，还是有一些起起伏伏、高低的。但是呢，
But my goal was to look for how God, any evidence, any small evidence of God working in him.
但是我每一次总是很意识的去想要在他的身上看到神所做的恩惠，神所施的作为。
And it was so encouraging. A couple of years ago, last year, I got an email from him.
那么就在去年，我收到这位弟兄给我一封信。
And he shared with me how he had decided to get baptized.
他告诉我他决定要受洗了。
And how God had used me in his life.
然后神怎么样借着我在他的身上工作。
And I had to laugh. I was like, man, of all people, I'd lost maybe sight. I'm like, I didn't think he would ever be, you know, he'd ever move in maturing in his faith.
我真是为神在他身上的工作感到讶异，因为神这样的居然能够把他带到一个成熟的地步。
But it was a patient. It was a couple of years. God was at work at him, in him.
这么多年，神在他的身上工作。
There was grace that was still happening inside of him, that was still operating in him.
神的恩典过去在，现在仍然在他的身上工作。
And this perspective that Paul has is the same perspective that we need to have with our family.
保罗这样的一个属天的一个透视和展望，是我们今天对待我们家人的时候所需要的。
And with our church family.
而且也是对待我们的教会的弟兄姐妹肢体的所需要的。
We need to have eyes that are more aware of, like just even drawing out any small things that God is doing inside people.
我们要在这些人的身上。看到神小小的一些带来的一些小小的改变，即使是小小微不足道的，但是我们要看到神的工作。
As opposed to the areas of adjustment in their lives.
而不是只是面对或者是看着他们所缺失所不足的地方。
And it is perfectly okay, just as Paul does, to address those areas.
我们的确是要面对他们的问题。
But it's within the mindset of like God is still at work within this person.
但是在我们的心里，我们是不是认定神的确在这些人身上工作呢？
And so Paul was even specific in identifying those areas where he saw God's grace at work.
保罗甚至于列出来神在这些人身上是怎么样的工作。
He says, "For in him, in verse 5, for in him you've been enriched in every way."
他说到这些弟兄姐妹们凡事富足。
And he picks out some specifics. He says, "In all your speaking and in all your knowledge."
特别是在他们的口才知识上都全备。
How how is it evident for someone in your life how God is at work in them?
在你周围的人身上，你是不是也看到神这样一个明显的作为呢？
I think most Christians tend to be more aware of the absence of God than the presence of God in someone's life.
我想我们常常犯的一个错误就是，我们常常在这些人身上没有看到神的作为，而不是看见神的作为。
Certainly, if Paul can look at the church of Corinth and pull out evidence of grace, things that are working in this church, we certainly can do that with our family members in our church family.
如果保罗在哥林多教会这样一个教会的身上都能够找到感恩的地方，看到神的恩惠，今天当我们面对我们家人，我们的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们为什么不能呢？
Okay, one last thing that Paul understood, which allowed him to have a right perspective.
另外一个帮助保罗能够有一个正确的眼光的。
A right perspective in loving and ministering to this church.It was his confidence in God's faithfulness.
那是因为他相信神是信实的。
His confidence in God's faithfulness. Verse 8, he tells him in verse 8, He will keep you strong till the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在第八节保罗说到，他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。
Again, if you were to look at the Corinthian church,They would be the last church that you would think that he would say you will be blameless on the day that the Lord returns.
当你看到哥林多教会这样一个教会的时候，你会想他们怎么可能有一天变成无可责备？
And yet he is telling them here, he's going to keep you strong to the end. You will be found blameless when he returns.
但是保罗告诉他们说，神会坚固他们到底，让他们到主耶稣基督的日子的时候无可责备。
And at times for you, it's going to be difficult.It's going to be challenging to be patient and to trust God with a believer whom you see who is either wayward, who's struggling, who has areas of deficiency. Look at the things that the Corinthian church struggles with here. It's going to be challenging for you.
我想这也是对我们的一个挑战。当我们看到我们周围的人的时候，我们是不是能够有把握这样一个对神的信心，相信神是信实的？
And it might be a challenge for you, you know, not to manipulate.Or not to withdraw from this person because you're just sick of this person.
我们是不是能够对神有这样一个信心，而不放弃我们的弟兄姐妹或者我们的亲人，或者我们不会觉得这些人是没有希望的呢？
But Paul's framework was, hey, God has started something in this person. God is showing them grace during this process, and God will finish them, will carry them all the way to the end.
保罗所相信的是神已经开始在这些人身上工作，神现在正积极的在这些人身上工作，施恩惠，而且有一天神要让他们无可责备。
God is faithful and he will carry our church, he will carry those whom you think of, maybe throughout this message you've thought of someone in your mind, he will carry them to the end.
神是信实的，他会帮助教会，帮助我们周围的每一个人，有一天是无可责备。
So here's what you might want to do with this message.
我想这是我们今天从这个信息上得到的。
For you, it may be that you think of a person, and then you begin to just list out some of the areas of evidence of grace in their lives.
我想今天你可以想到一个人。那么就为了他身上所你所看到神在他身上的恩惠把他列下来。
I know that it might be easier for you just to go through it in your mind, but I encourage you to, if there is someone, a fellow believer, a family member, I encourage you to put their name at the top and think. Go through the fruits of the Spirit and think, hey, where is God working in this person's life?
我希望你们能够虽然想过去是很容易，但是我希望你们能把它写下来，列下一个人来，然后呢，把圣灵的果子在他身上你能看见的，就一一的列下来。
Where is he active? Because if they are being regenerated, God is at work in their lives.
神是怎么样重生他们，让他们改变，让他们更新。
And he is faithful.
那么神是信实的。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we look at this passage, we are reminded that it is all you.
主，当我们读到这段经文的时候，我们知道这一切都是你。
Lord, it is you, as we were not even looking for you, it is you who began a work, who called us to yourself.
在我们还没有寻求你之前，你就已经呼召了我们，拣选了我们，你并且来寻找我们。
Your word says that while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还在做罪人的时候，你的儿子就已经为我们受死。
It is you who opened up our eyes, it is you who drew ourselves to you.
是你自己开我们的眼，让我们能看见你，让我们能够愿意来向你亲近。
And even now, it is you whose grace is sufficient for us.
今天仍然是你，是你自己的恩典够我们使用。
As you slowly work in us to make us holy as you are holy.
当你一步步慢慢地在我们的身上工作，让我们能够像你一样圣洁。
Father, I pray that you give our church family eyes to see.
主，求你帮助我们教会的每一位，能够有你这样一个属天的眼光。
Help us, O Lord, to have this divine perspective, this perspective that you had, that Paul had, that you are working slowly in people.
这样一个属灵的一个透视，是你的，是保罗所有的。今天也帮助我们有这样一个透视。
Help us to be more aware of your grace than deficiencies.
让我们更多的看见你自己的恩典和恩惠。
Father, we give praise to you that that which you started in OCC, that which you started in our lives, you will bring to completion.
我们要给你感谢和颂赞，你在我们身上所已经开始的善功，你自己是会完成的，不论是我们个人的身上，或是在我们奥克兰华人教会。
More than anything else, more than anyone else, we our trust is in you.
主，超过任何的一切事、一切的人，我们的信心完全在你身上。
It's in Christ's name we pray.
主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.